90 minutes to nine. Thanks to the Puppet Crown. Great to welcome our good mate Andy Lee. Talking about your generation, Channel 9. It's a great show, 7:30 p.m. Tonight. And been loving the promos with Andy Lee and Sophie Monk on the same team. Welcome to Andy.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Hello, mate. Now, Andy, can I just quickly play you a little bit of audio from last week when we had Sean in? And Das, much like Donald Trump around Obama's birth certificate.
This is out of context, Andy. Well, feels like
it's not out of context.
Feels like
you haven't
a clever
even heard
impersonator.
I heard you talking this up when I was walking in. So you're all chest
you
out.
You and I are good mates, Andy. I just like to get to the truth. That's all.
Okay.
Have a listen to what was said last week.
Looking forward to seeing a lot of Andy Lee and Sophie Monk representing Generation Y, which is born between 1977 and 1994.
Is that your gen?
I'd like to see Andy Lee's birth certificate on that. He's been...
you doubt. That's interesting.
He's been very young for a long while.
He's been getting spread out, Charlie.
I don't know about that.
Are you an Andy Lee truther, are you?
Well, you can't have been born in 1981, Ando. Come on.
Does... Wasn't it Rebel Wilson? This is what started their whole court case.
Oh, really?
It was the women's mags challenging. I shouldn't say women's mags. It was the glossy mags challenging her date of birth.
Yes,
and she got $4.5 million payout. I'm happy to.
It's just on that, her date of birth was wrong, though, wasn't it?
I don't even know, and I'm not going to go back into it.
Dangerous area.
The point is, I'm coming after you, Darcy.
Really?
Yeah, really? 1981, buddy. Really? 1981, yeah. What? I just, that happens when you're so successful at such a young age.
It's a bit much that you're having your 21st this Saturday night. That's getting a bit out of control.
Just me and Nathan Cavalieri.
He's got the fountain of youth, though. Let's be honest with you. He's been around for 40 years, Andy, and he's only
going beautiful.
Turning 37.
Yeah, how'd you feel on Saturday at the footy?
Gee, I was thinking of you, Ed, as well. I thought we had you. It was interesting. I mean, I was lucky enough to be the coach's briefing before the game, and they did exactly what they said they were going to do, and they kind of attacked their Collingwood's weaknesses and just couldn't hang in there at the end. And... you know, we've got, I think the stat that my mates were all throwing around was there's 13 players under 23 in the Blues and 3 under 23 in Collingwood, so we're not far away.
And there's a little bit more on it, Andy, when the man sitting next to me suggested Alistair Clarkson, hypothetically could be a good coach of the Blues.
I know.
Now, we barrack for radio. I've never barracked for Carlton harder in my life. We're going to have one of the all-time great weeks if your team had it got up, and they nearly did.
Yes, and then Sammy Walsh got himself a fine. I'm not sure if you saw that.
Yeah, for pushing Goey. What's he doing? Get his hands off the Goey.
He pushed the Goey. He's 18 years of age. He doesn't have enough strength to push the Goey. And $1,500 is a lot of money for the youngster.
Yeah. He didn't push the Goey. He just wanted to touch him.
Yeah,
that's just a big fan, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
When they all headed for the exits with a couple of minutes to go, the Carlton fans, that was the greatest relief I've had for so long. Jeez, it was a tight game.
It was a tight game. And obviously the umpires.
I was getting a bit more anxious. I was getting a bit anxious there. What? What are you saying?
Oh, the umpires. It was terrible, wasn't it?
He's read your playbook.
24-8, free kicks.
Yeah, what about inside 50s? Have you had a look at that stat?
Yeah, but you guys were bombing it in. Panicking. Goals. Panicking as well.
Games on, by the way, at the Puppet Crown. Take advantage of the multi-screens to keep across all the weekend's biggest games. Plenty of them happening at the moment. And head to Jackpot and Sports Bar to grab a James Squire pint for $10 between 5 and 8 p.m. every day. Terms and conditions apply. Got to be 18+, of course, to get there. So enjoy your time at the pub at Crown. Andy Lee is our special guest talking about your generation on Channel 9 tonight. Andy, it's 7:30. How's it going?
It's going well. I mean, I would never listen to Fev. But boy, he's good to watch. He's on tonight.
Good one.
Yeah, and well said.
And I can say this, it's the only way you'll see him on telly this week.
Exactly.
Yes. Sorry, Ed.
Well, are you worried that he'll take down your show as well, though?
One more week left.
Yeah. The new travel show, Perfect Holiday. You and Haim are off. I love the way you guys roll. It's just fantastic. You go and take the audience to places that they've never been before. Is there one that stands out? All the crazy things you've done on radio and your previous shows, you've been in the jungle and had all sorts. Is there one that you went, well, we crossed the line here?
There's things we haven't done, which we don't put to air, us pussing out. but there was one... There was two, actually, two that I remember that we decided just not to do. There was one in Mexico, I think it was in Mexico, where these guys were building these poles that were about 30 metres in the air, and they would wrap a rope around them, and they would shimmy themselves up to the top of these poles. Tied
Dane Rampy. Yeah. Not even a free kick.
So they rampy their way up. And when they get up there, they tie their legs off and then just fall back. And the rope naturally unwinds them all the way down. And then the tribe would stop them, even though they're going at a rate of knots in this rope, as they get to their about, you know, head height off the ground. A tribe would try and slow them down as a team and stop them. But there had been 7 deaths that year, which we didn't realise once we had got there. And we were like, all right, we mightn't do this.
I mean, that should be the new goalpost rule. You can climb the goalpost, but...
You need a rope.
Yeah, this is how you've got to get down. How much do you trust your teammates in this situation?
I like it.
So,
probably a good call, that one, I reckon.
Yeah, and there's things like that. And the funny thing is, when those ones, like, there's another one where we were meant to be on a rodeo, like on these bulls at the top of Australia. And there was an Indigenous guy that jumps on the bull before us. And I'm like, okay, I'm watching him, seeing what he's doing. He goes out, he gets bucked off pretty early, but his hand gets caught in the reins. And his whole body did a windmill while his arm stayed straight and unscrewed his arm from his body.
Oh, no.
And while they tried to calm this bull down and they got him off, and then they're like, oh, yeah, you're up next, Andy. And I said to the guys, like, this is day, and it was day one of the trip. I was like, if that happens to me,
good TV.
We're not good TV, but we're not going to be able to deliver a show.
One segment is all you're going to get. So, I hope you're going to enjoy the rest of Hamish and Limo.
But I guarantee, if that was the last day, probably would have been a different conversation. So we normally put our most dangerous thing on the last day. So something for Hamish and I to look forward to.
Yeah. Well, tonight you can see Andy Lee in action. Michaela Bannis is up there. She's Gen X. Gen Y is Brennan Feveler.
Yes. Brendan Feveler, and then Kieran Lyons, young Triple J comedian, is in Gen Z today.
Good stuff, mate. Mm. And that is Feveler, by the way. You know that on the Fantasia Fantasia. He found out. You know how he found out?
Why?
He found out at his dad's wedding.
But it was meant to be Feveler.
It was Feveler, yeah. Did you know that? No,
I didn't.
He found out at his dad's wedding. His dad said...
Doesn't quite have the same ring, does
no,
it?
No, doesn't it?
It's anyway. Good that you and Hamish are getting away, because he really needs a break from all that time playing with Lego. Must be so stressed.
Very true.
Second series announced too. Who would have thought?
Oh, well, yeah, why not?
Exactly. It was an absolute beauty. Andy, thanks as always for dropping by, mate.
Enjoy,
Look
guys.
Forward to seeing you tonight. 7:30 on Channel 9, talking about your generation.